this series a couple times, fought back a couple times today.
Yeah.
Sweeps the Yankees, which very hard to, I know they've done that before. Just your thoughts on what your team was able to accomplish.
This is a great series. It's a very good team over there, obviously. Their record shows the kind of talent they have. But, you know, it's a great club over there, and we'll take the wins when we get them. And I think we beat them a lot of different ways. You know, yesterday we won 1-0. Today we won in a shootout, and the first game we really clawed back, probably stole that game. You know, they put a very good game the first game. We kind of clipped them at the end, but it was just an all-around team effort all weekend long, and crowd was rocking. Crowd was outstanding the whole time. It's the best I've seen our crowd in a long time. It was a packed house, a lot of Cards fans there, but that was some good baseball played. I mean, you know, just the whole time was very, very entertaining, even from our standpoint.
You were battling in this one, obviously wanted to eat some innings up for your ball club, but yeah. What are your thoughts on what wasn't working today for your, you know?
Well, I mean, I did not have great stuff today. And we were working with about a 300-degree day out there, it seemed like. But, you know, it just was a tough day. It was a grinding day. It was one of those days where when guys put it in play, they found holes. You know, they just did that all day long. And the ones that got in put the ball in play, that didn't ever go towards anybody, you know, for both sides. So a lot of holes out there from both sides today. And luckily we hit more holes than they did.
You wanted to be in there too, right? I mean, you were up 100 pitches. A lot of guys might have been out of there.
Oh, yeah. I was – well, because we had our bullpen been used a couple days in a row, and I felt like, you know, if I could get just one more, maybe even two more. If I had a quick one there in the fifth, I was going to lobby for six, and you know, quick wasn't happening today. That's not, you know, ever. So it's just one of those days, man. You know, it's one of those days where it didn't work for the pitchers, but it certainly worked for our hitters today, and we'll take the win.
What are you seeing from Paul DeJong right now?
Oh, I love it. Everybody's so happy for Paul. You know, he just came back with a great mindset. We went down there and worked hard, was super professional about that, and got better, came back, and he's swinging the ball, the bat, like we've seen him. You know, he's that was a big knock for us right there. If he doesn't get that knock, well, Mayhew's homer ties the game. So that was a big-time homer and gave us the cushion that we needed.
How do you see this division right now? You guys are now up two games, and you've always gushed about the talent in this room. You probably have the best 1-2 combo in baseball. How do you see this team moving forward here?
Well, I mean, those guys in the middle of the lineup are driving us, you know, and got our catcher back. We got a couple of really good starters added to our mix, and we're just going to show up every day with the intent and with the expectancy to win. See what happens.
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
When you look back at this week now, trade deadline, Yadier comes back, the residual of, I don't know, because Bader was traded, other people got opportunities, including Lars. Mm-hmm. All the success has happened. And I don't know, like, can you kind of put all that up in your own words of what that means, what this week has meant?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you don't ever like losing a guy like Harry. Right. I mean, he's just such a stud outfielder and good guy in the clubhouse. But, you know, what we got in return was exactly what we needed. You know, as a great quality starting pitcher that's pitched on the biggest stage in the world and there in New York against, you know, pitched in playoff games. Just a workhorse out there, and we got another guy in Quintana that can do the same thing. I mean, just two quality pitchers, starting pitchers is I mean, you know, that's just going to help us a whole lot. So we needed that. But sometimes at the trade deadline like that, when the team gets what they need, you know, that can be a real boost to the morale inside here. You know, it's not just about the players on the field, but it's just this mental side of it that goes, all right, now we can do some things. Now we're a lot deeper here. We can, you know, the bullpen looks better now. It looks deeper now. The starting staff is looking pretty good, you know. Minus a clunker today, but looking pretty good. And you know, that's a good mojo going into the end of the season.
And if we're talking mojo, I presume Yadier Molina brings some positive mojo to the St. Louis Cardinals as well.
Yeah, I mean, just that game yesterday, yeah. You saw the comments and the newspapers, the articles were written. He's just in a mentally different spot than most players are. You know, he's just very, very smart. He's just got better instincts than anybody I've ever played with. So.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you save an umpire from collapsing, too. He took a blow there and Yadi got pickaxed right away.
That centered him. That centered him. Yeah. That one got him good.
Is this about as good as you can feel after a personal game as you had today?
Yeah, I mean, we won that game. We, you know, sweeping a team is almost impossible in the big leagues. I mean, you sweep a New York Yankees team is like next to almost impossible, like really hard, you know. So we got the sweep. You know, that's what I came in here to do was deliver a win for our team. Our team won it a different way, but the moments in that game though that I let it swing out of hand and can be real bad. You know, I got out of a couple bases loaded jams and a couple of jams there that could have got sideways on me, and then our team loses that game. You know, so I hold my head high, knowing that there was a couple of moments that I could have gave in and I didn't. Battled a couple of really tough hitters over there. That's one of the hotter games I've ever been a part of. I'll just be real honest with you. It's top three hottest I've ever been a part of on the field. That was really, really hot. Didn't get some calls that I thought, you know, what I might have got, but I think he was real hot too, you know. So I kind of understand that. There was a lot of things that could have happened that didn't. I mean, some of those balls could have gone to somebody too, you know. Some of those, you know, Benintendi's ball in the fifth inning, you know, that 0-2 count, can't give up a double there. You know, I gave up a head in the count double to LeMahieu.